Just to start with the very basics, and I'm sure everyone in here knows this, administrative agencies have no inherent powers. The legislature has to grant them power specifically, and often does, and often grants them very sweeping powers. And there's two types of agency authority, exclusive jurisdiction and primary jurisdiction. Exclusive jurisdiction is granted by the legislature either expressly by using the terms exclusive jurisdiction or through inherently through a statute that sets up a pervasive regulatory scheme. And obviously the question of whether exclusive jurisdiction applies or not usually comes up in the second context and not the first. And I wrote at the bottom something that seems very obvious but is significant, that exclusive jurisdiction is jurisdictional. And it's significant because primary jurisdiction is not jurisdictional. Primary jurisdiction is a judicial construct. It's not written down in any law or any statute. There's no empowering statute that I know of that says the agency has primary jurisdiction over anything. But it's not jurisdictional. It's what they call prudential, meaning that the courts are not required to defer to the agency on these questions where an agency has primary jurisdiction, but they should. And what does that mean, you ask? It means what you bring to it, because there's not really any mechanism for enforcing primary jurisdiction, even though courts will defer to it when they can to avoid making hard decisions. These are separate doctrines with separate implications for practitioners, both in administrative law and non-administrative law. I've been surprised by how many cases have gone quite far in the district court system before getting kicked out on an exclusive jurisdiction. It's not necessarily always brought up initially in a case. The key difference from a practitioner's point of view is that if a